Please be seated for very brief announcements. They're all in the bulletin, so please read them and so that you may be kept up to date. Just a few things to highlight. First of all, thanks to Geraldine for playing this morning and sharing her gifts with which she's been blessed. It allows our organist to get away for the Thanksgiving weekend. You know, when I was interviewed to become a priest, they never mentioned that I don't get weekends off. I'm not complaining. Thanks be to God, you know, I'm here. And thanks to all who helped to make this such a beautiful Thanksgiving offering. For those who brought stuff and for the Altar Guild for decorating. You know, the Altar Guild is one of those ministries that you never know is working diligently in the background. And we give thanks to all who work diligently in the background. We don't even remember all of the work that's happening. And it's great for people like me to be up front, but most of the work is actually done behind the scenes. So thanks to everyone. Last Thursday night, if you missed Sister Connie's session, my apologies to you. We had 20 persons who came out. It was an exciting session on prayer. And this Thursday at 6:30, we continue the series, and Roanna Randy will be leading us in a discussion on reading the Bible. Reading, how do we meditate on Scripture and how do we make it meaningful in our lives? And we're pleased to know that someone who was baptized in this church is now leading us in this way. And so let's bring the children, because the children are not the future leaders, they're actually the current leaders, but that's another story. Worship at midday continues this Wednesday, and if you're free, please come. We're going to have not only worship, but we're going to have food for the body as well. So we'll have food for the spirit first, and then we have a meal provided by Del Manor, and it's geared to seniors, but we're all welcome to attend. So if you're free, Wednesday at midday. I hope you have reserved Saturday. Saturday, bring all of your friends here for the fall market and sale, and Lorraine has a few quick announcements to keep us on track. I enjoy working with Lorraine. She's very detail-oriented, which is good. Somebody needs to look at the details.
Well, we have a whole committee that's been working on the bazaar, and it's an exciting event. Of course, we need help, and lots of people have signed up, but if you haven't, we'd like to know if you can help Friday night, Saturday, ahead of time, or Sunday. We are going to have the things for sale again, the bargains, on Sunday morning, but we really, really, really need a crowd to come on Saturday so that we can accomplish our goal. Our goal is to raise $5,000 with this bazaar. So we need your help to spread the news, bring your friends, your neighbors, and come out and enjoy yourself. And those people who help, it's a time of fellowship as well. And it's a way I've got to know lots and lots of people in the church. And I think other people have too. So please come out on Saturday and let us know if you can help in any other way. And if you need any posters, we've got some more posters to put up. We want to spread the news. It's another way of being in the community for spreading the news at St. George. Thank you.
Please continue to sell tickets for the draw. And don't sell one or two tickets. Just keep it simple and sell five for $10. You have five clients and you sell your book of tickets. Keep it simple. We keep everything simple at the church. On Sunday, between the two services, at 9:15 to 10, there'll be a meeting of the prayer ministry. So please be here if you're interested. The prayer ministry meets at that time. Did I miss anything else? I promise to be brief, and I will be. Happy Thanksgiving. Let us now rejoice as we sing the last hymn.